Fred Durst Fridays here on Day Wave. Thank you for being here, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, come on.
I guess if you like this kind of music, that was Werewolves. Not Werewolves. Werewolves. Pretty clever name if you think about it, right?
Hey, yo, Royce. Derby Wolves. Werewolves.
So today we'll be watching the movie Fanatic. I'm kidding. Remember when I used to riff movies on Friday? and I made no money doing
it. D-Live was cool.
And I made no money doing it, so... You know, back over here. People do not like when you change your thing. Like, they hate it. Like, you do a show, like, because this is the show, right? And if one, like, remember those days I was like, it's Friday, maybe I'll play some video games. Everyone was like, fuck you, bro. I'm like, all right, I won't play video games. Sorry. That's why a lot of people, like, Alex Stein was asking me the other day, he was like, on the show, he was like, oh, have you guys thought about like, doing gaming streams? I go, I love gaming and I love streaming, but I hate game streaming. I don't like doing it because my problem is that when I play a game, I'm focused on the thing I'm doing, you know? Like, there'll be times when all of us will play games together, right? And there'll be a while there where there's just complete silence, you know, because we're doing something, you know? And I can't disconnect the part of me that also knows I'm broadcasting, so I'll feel like I'm either going to pay less attention to the game or less attention to the show. So either way, I'm going to have a shitty gaming experience or I'm going to have a shitty streaming experience. So, I don't know.
So you're saying we're playing No Man's Sky, right?
Bro, I'll play that shit right fucking now. You don't think I will, but I will. So, I mean...
So I'm just going to be silent for the whole thing because I'm busy building shit.
Yeah, and then we can't play with fucking Semper because you just shut the fuck up for 5 seconds. Pessy and I were trying to play yesterday. I'm trying to speed run Pessy through, like, the training stuff. And all it was Semper going like, yeah, and if you get cobalt, if it's cobalt over here, you can mine it. And then it was fuck going like, oh, yeah? Wow, how do you do that? Tell me in exquisite detail. And Semper's like, okay, I'm going to tell you in detail. Listen, when you're playing a game and people are doing different things, you keep the chatter down to the thing that you're doing, correct? Correct. You don't fucking, oh, yeah, and then if you process the cobalt, and I, shut up! Semper, I know you're listening to me. Shut the fuck up. Sorry. Also, thank you for like the $80 million you gave me in the game.
Yes, thank you. We love you.
I'm such an asshole. No, I would love Temper. but also Felt was annoying too. Both of them. They were sitting there and they were chit-chatting about how to crash fucking space economies. I'm like, shut the fuck up!
Soros and Buffett. A conversation.
I know, exactly.
I'm busy trading my ships for more ships.
Yeah, Frozen doesn't talk at all. I just go, he's just building. He's in the corner of a planet just building shit. I'm like, what are you doing? I forgot he was there. I'm like, Frozen, are you here?
I'm building my power grid, Royce.
Okay.
I need to make efficiency within my base.
It's fucking autist, man. Anyway. if you haven't been playing No Man's Sky, man, the new update, fucking great. Also, we figured out, which is kind of cool, even though when you're playing multiplayer No Man's Sky, the lobby only has four, more people could play. As long as there's a portal, they could just get in their game and everyone could play at the same time, which is pretty cool. Oh, God, both of those people are douchebags. God, we used to fucking think just the worst stuff was good.
Dude, I remember the first day my buddy was like, hey, man, check this out. And then hits play on a cassette tape, and all I hear is, and then I look at my friend, and he has this, like, proud look on his face while that's playing, and that image has been, like, seared into my fucking memory forever.
Let's see. What do we get here?
Fred Durst Fridays tipped $3. Happy Fred Durst Friday, everyone. We are getting dangerously close to creating Mama Durst Monday, and this is the reason why.
Durst was born in Jackson.
Okay. I love, first off, blown out speaker. Whoever recorded this, you hear that? But also, why are they like doing this like he's like a saint or something, you know? Fred Durst was born in this hospital. Like, was Fred Durst really like, because this seems like a Michael Jackson level phenomenon. Like, was he really that big? Because to have this kind of like docu 40 minutes to have a 40 minute documentary on VH1 about Fred Durst, don't we think that's a little much?
Is the Church of Durst?
No, I just don't understand.
Okay, so here are the next few Limp Bizkit concerts. Here's where they are, okay? Just to kind of answer your question of how famous they act, like were they really as big as, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Paris, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Germany, Netherlands. So Europe knows about Limp Bizkit. So it hit Europe.
Well, it's not only that. I think like Limp Bizkit now, and like even now, if they perform in like Germany and shit, they sell out, you know? It's weird. Like there's certain places that. Okay, so like, you're a band, right? Like, let's say, like, I like to use the example, like, there's, there could be three types of bands, okay? One is a one-hit wonder. We all know what a one-hit wonder is. Like, there's no need to even explain what that is. The other option is you could be a band that becomes very, very successful for a short amount of time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Limp Bizkit's a great example, right? Like, they were the biggest thing in the world for how many years?
No longer.
Five years. They were the biggest thing in the world for 5 years, right? And then.
Hold on, listen. $3 bill, y'all. Yeah. I'm just trying to see the timeline here. $3 bill, y'all, was 1997. So that's when Faith came out, around 97, 98. And then I guess they kind of started to fizzle.
2002?
Yeah, Mission Impossible 2. Right?
Okay, yeah, 2002. So, you could do that, or you could be a band that's like the Rolling Stones, right? I don't hate the Stones or anything. I like some of their music, but I'm not the biggest Rolling Stones fan, right? But they're a band that has just always been hugely successful, right? Like, the Rolling Stones right now could, even at their age, could go book a tour and they would sell out arenas, right? We all agree with that. Mm-hmm. Limp Bizkit, if they do a show in America, unless it's a music festival, they could sell, you know, some people will come, but it's going to be like a regular music venue now to go see them. But in, like, Germany, Limp Bizkit is, like, still it's like the Rolling Stones. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've always been popular. And they always will be. It's like David Hasselhoff's another example, right?
Oh my God!
They worship him in Germany.
Here you go. Here you go, Royce. I'm putting in the locker right now. Because I was just about to mention Hasselhoff in Germany. We watched this I found this a couple days ago. Oh, you'll like this.
Okay. That's Nick Fury.
Girl, wait, I thought Nick Fury was...
Nick Fury, the original Nick Fury was David Hasselhoff. You know that, right?
But I've been told it was Sam Jackson.
No. Nick Fury at one point was a white guy. Did you guys know that?
No, Royce. I've always heard it was me. Sam Jackson.
This video's unhinged.
They should replace the version of Guardians of the Galaxy with this one.
I want a 10-hour loop of David Hasselhoff bouncing up and down with a spear while the song goes Ooga Chaka.
What a good movie this was, huh? All of you have seen the David Hasselhoff Marvel Nick Fury Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, right?
What is this?
You've never. Oh my God. Okay, Pessy. In 1998, before Marvel started, before Spider-Man came out, and they started making like actual big budget films, Marvel was in a lot of trouble. Marvel was not doing well. Their comics were not doing well. It wasn't good. So of course they were selling their IPs, right? To like some characters, right? So they figured, well, you know what? Let's make a Nick Fury. You know, a movie. And in the comic book, Nick Fury, of course, was originally a white guy, right? So they figured we'll cast David Hasselhoff. And it's a really low budget film, but it's a real film that Marvel licensed. Here's the trailer.
The fuck? Lisa Rinna's in
it? From pages of entertainment history. From a brand renowned for nonstop action adventure. From a name that stirs the imagination. From a universe where good is heroic and evil sets the screen ablaze. Comes a man who will always remain a hero.
I'll get that vampire's blood if I have to suck it from her neck.
That was a line in the movie. Did you miss it? Do you want to hear it again? I can't believe, out of all people in the fucking world, Pessy hasn't seen this. First off, Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Add it to the list. And not only add it to the list.
Motherfucker, I want
to
do that. I want
to hold on, hold on, hold on.
I swear you watched this for a day, Wave.
I've never watched a Nick. No, you think the only David Hasselhoff movie I watched on David was Avalanche.
Oh.
Which is a different David Hasselhoff movie.
They all meld together.
So, yes, hold on. Hear that line again? Hold on.
I'll get that vampire's blood if I have to suck it from her neck.
So add it to the list and put an asterisk next to it. Put an asterisk next to it. It's called Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Put an asterisk next to it and write, must be riffed with Pessy. See, there you go, Pessy. There you go. So now you get to riff it, okay?
I need to see this. Holy shit.
Hold on. The trailer's not over.
Nick, yesterday Hydra stormed Trinity Base, and they killed Clay in the process.
Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., the Supreme Headquarters International Espionage Law Enforcement Division.
Oh my God.
It's a good movie. It's really good. It's got a lot of lines in it and stuff. Look, here, look.
Will result in the immediate release of the virus.
You didn't see that.
Against Hydra.
See how the head's floating? Isn't that cool? Like the graphics?
Bro.
But it was coming out of this guy's mouth, the graphics.
Why?
It's because he was a robot, an evil robot. Remember that scene I showed you where the robot was putting a human mask on?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, that was so good. That wasn't a mannequin in a suit. Look at that. Yeah, I guess that robot was powered with fireworks.
So we're just going to give the whole movie throughout the trailer?
Honestly, hold on. Yeah, but shut up for a second. Honestly, look at the robot shoots a Roman candle. Watch. What's that? That's Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Do you remember the TV? Do you remember the Lou Ferrigno Incredible Hulk TV movie where the dude that plays Little John from Men in Tights was Thor?
Yes.
And all he wants to do is drink and party with women?
Yes.
Fuck, man. Oh, God. It's so bad.
All right, let's take this bird a little lower.
Damn it, Fury. Oh, Airwolf.
No. Guys, sorry. I got a bootleg copy of the new Top Gun Maverick movie. This is it right here.
All right, let's take this.
Grandma, I wanted Guardians of the Galaxy. This is Protectors of the Universe. You got the wrong one.
No. No, hold on a second. Hold on. It is Guardians of the Galaxy, because listen, this song's in Guardians of the Galaxy. Watch, look, see? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Holy shit.
There it is. Huh? What do you think? Oh no, he's being chased, but what's hold on. He's being chased, but what's on his tail? Oh my god, it's a robot version of him. I sure hope nobody super cuts this with the footage from him in a jet from Nick Fury. That would be stupid. Anyway, I'm honestly shocked that you've never seen that movie, Pessy. I know how much you like bad movies.
Oh, I will.
I cannot believe that you haven't seen that movie. Anyway. We were talking about Fred Durst.
Fred's biological father left when he was several weeks old. And
is the audio quality going to be like this through the whole thing?
From head to toe.
Yes.
Yeah, no, sorry. I can't. I want to watch this because it's Fred Durst, obviously. But I don't think I can, so I'll have to watch this.
About the Nookie, Limp Bizkit, chilling up in the Playboy Mansion with the Deftones, Methods of Mayhem, Mark McGrath. I don't even know who else is here, but if you want to get it on, you need to stay right here at the Playboy Mansion, because this is where it's at, live on MTV. Woo!
Yeah, Playboy Mansion, Limp Bizkit. What else can you ask for on a Friday? Spring Break 98?
We got there, it was hot. I was hurting, my voice was gone. I'll make a fool out of myself on TV, on MTV in Jamaica. And they were just going, you gotta go. And I'm just standing there going, I can't do this, man.
It was definitely the turning point as far as MTV taking notice.
What's wrong, Royce? Makes you want to go back?
We deserve 9/11. We did.
No, this makes you want to go back, right?
Not anymore.
Definitely.
Not getting member berries, the good fuzzy feelings.
God, there was bad times back then too, huh? Oh no. Hold on.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're kind of. I don't know.
Those guys went this good. I don't know.
Oh, Amanda Lewis.
We'll see if it does.
Fred pulled together some really good stuff. We traveled to Vegas, played in Vegas. I said, let's go down to where Puffy and them use all those lights, man. That'd look cool. When I saw the fake video for the first time, I was like, oh my God. They're playing TV.
See, even the chat saying, let us go back.
To this? Mark McGrath? At the Playboy Mansion?
Well, look, now I'm all by myself, and we got a guest list that reads like a who's who of Hollywood, and we have everything still coming up. You guys said not move.
Green Day concert.
Let's see where Fred is at.
Yeah, but now when those people are at a party, it's more like a who? Who?
On this property at the Playboy Mansion, there's a lot of, like, paths, you know, windy little areas.
Yeah, they're called fucking roads. Like, oh wow, there's these things that lead to other walkways, Fred. Walkways.
Yo, there are like these like archways, but then there's like a solid piece of wood blocking these archways with like a piece of metal. You turn.
It's a door.
The wood's on
Fred,
hinges, and
Fred,
the wood swings
Fred,
open. Like
Fred,
with,
Fred, you're describing a door.
Mystical. I gotta write a song. I'm gonna write a song about it.
No, you don't. You shouldn't write any more songs.
It's gonna be called Magic Flat Wood.
You shouldn't write any more songs.
Is you never know where you're ending up, but I'm taking you right now to a super superb spot, which I hear.
And he just shows up at like the pool pump room. It's just like a big. I'm gonna take you to the super secret spot, and it's like the sewage depository at the back of the Playboy Mansion.
It's superb, but it's the game room.
And we'll see.
Oh my God, it is a magical piece of wood.
And yo, these wall squares have the hard clear.
Oh, your glass.
The hard
windows.
Clear lets the hard clear lets the shine through.
Windows and yeah. You're talking about windows in the sun. Windows in the sun.
I'm making Fred Durst talk like Baba says the hard clear lets the shine through. Baba says the magic flat wood swing open to let me through.
If there's any games going on, or some kind of something.
Oh. Forrest Durst.
I see what's going on here. How you doing?
He pushes her off and goes, I see what's going on here. That's my fucking seat, bitch.
Shoves her, takes the stick,
exactly.
Rack him.
Right, let's go.
A little pool.
Oh my God. These are 90s Playboy's models. Yes.
Yep.
Let's go back. You know what?
Let's
go back.
How did that one score?
Let's go back.
Yeah, a little, trying to play a little pool. Hey, how you doing?
Face is a 2.
Uh-huh.
Bio, I don't know it. She's
okay, I'll mystery. Explain it to you. His face is a 5. He's Fred Durst. And I'll tell you his bio. He's a redneck fucker from Jacksonville.
All right. How are the tits on the right?
They're bigger now. He's an older guy. It happens.
What score would you give it out of 5?
Now I'm confused because now I think, are we ready? Fred Durst or the woman?
You should usually.
I guess you'll never know.
Take the chalk off the table. What are you guys standing my pinball machine but not playing pinball?
We don't have a ball. We're waiting for
her. We don't have a ball. The line would have been, well, I got 2. And then he pulls out 2 fucking cue balls from his pocket. like a fucking Naked Gun movie.
You're waiting for balls. Well, the balls have arrived. Here I am.
You were joking.
Hey, Royce. Said the thing.
You're joking.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Let's go back, Royce.
No, let's go back because these hoes were easy to fuck too. Wow, the ball joke fucking worked. That's fucking crazy. That would never work today.
They're already drunk.
Ready to play.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Let's do it.
How funny would it be if it's just like, hey, are you guys leaning on the? Are you guys actually playing pinball? We were, but we're just waiting for the ball. And then he just goes, "You push start, you fucking idiot." He just pushes start and just walks away.
Can I red boot belly for a good luck? Can I make a wish?
What was your wish?
I wish I could be with you.
No, she really meant that because she wants to get out of Hef's.
Please save
total
me.
Control.
He keeps me in a he keeps me in the basement tied up.
Are you really? I love how you went to like he keeps me in the basement. How about please help me? We have to have sex with him. He's so old.
Brian McFadden? Who the fuck is that?
I'm looking him up.
Right. Fur on, you know, doing whatever he does best. I'm gonna go out there and get my
fuck on.
He's an MTV VJ.
Was.
Was.
Okay.
My game on, my groove on a dance floor. Take a look at number 8. This is Fred like stage diving and doing whatever. Let's take a look. We gotta go.
The ladies' night in Cambodia for.
Now he's a radio DJ.
Yeah, they all become radio DJs.
That was crazy. At the Hammerstein Ballroom, something happened to me. He went up on my side of the stage on a truss. Everybody was just screaming to jump, and I was going, I can't back down now. He's going to get up there and realize that this is too high, and I'm going to come back down and look like an idiot. If I get down, they're all going to be disappointed. I just sort of...
Oh, I remember this.
And close my eyes and jump and just... And he caught me. It was scary. I could have hit the ground. I would have died.
God, and then then we'd still have the Twin Towers.
Oh, but can you imagine how funny that would have been, though, if he was just like, chainsaw is climbing, right? Because Astra, if a dick keeps going this way, just might break your...
And now he hears, boo, from the microphone.
Yeah, so the feedback, and everyone just goes, ah, you're a woman screaming. Oh, my God.
Oh my God, Fred Durst is dead. His brains are inside of his furry Kangle hat.
They say that night the only thing, the only stuff broken was his spine.
Hey, exhibit.
Is Oh, no.
Is that convicted rapist?
Ashton Kutcher? Oh.
To be fair, this is during a time where he can get away with
it. He might not have raped anybody at that point.
Limp Bizkit, they're very controversial.
Fucking oh, you're and yeah, because you know Howie D from the Backstreet Boys isn't controversial.
He said,
that's
in your
not
face,
the gay one.
Mm-hmm. People love them because
I'm gonna rape a chick in the Playboy Mansion.
Oh no,
because probably they love the dude with the crazy eyes.
Did you see that? I don't think Danny Masterson was a fan of Limp Bizkit the way he answered that. And you know why he wasn't a fan of Limp Bizkit? Because it wasn't actively raping a woman. Here, look, no, watch.
Also, between the both of them, you didn't let Ashton talk?
Well, at the time, they were equals, honestly. At the time, it, you know what I mean? You have to remember, this is like 70s show just started.
Okay, fair enough.
And then, so here's what they asked him. So, Danny, why do people love Limp Bizkit?
People love them because they love the dude with the crazy eyes.
That's an answer. That's somebody answering that note. Never heard their song.
Anything that's like really genius.
Oh, drugs. Oh, Debra Harry. Yeah. I'm from Blondie.
Oh yeah,
from
Debra Harry's fucking mess.
From Blondie is a fucking mess.
Anything that's like really genius, you either have to love it or hate it.
This is so good. I love
Welcome Fred back, you guys. We are here celebrating the release of Limp Bizkit's new album. Of course, we are at the Playboy Mansion, and we are surrounded.
Why the fuck? Did my TV turn off? Weird. Hold on. That was odd. My TV turned off.
It doesn't want to do anymore.
Yeah, I think
it's had enough.
I think my TV's like, fuck you and your Fred Durst Fridays. What happened? What the fuck's up? Why is my TV not working?
Uh-oh. Fred Durst killed your TV, Royce.
Something unplug?
No, it's...
Did Yuki fuck with something?
No, Yuki's not even near the TV. It's just like...
Uh-oh.
Not on? This is odd. It's like my main TV on my wall where I put all the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are gonna have to give me a second. I guess I'm gonna unplug it and plug it back in, I guess. Hold on.
I guarantee you it was Yuki. She went down to the basement. Oh, sorry. Down
I don't
to
have
where,
a basement.
I forgot Floridians don't have basements. She went down to where the box is, figured out where the TV was for his room, and she turned it off because she did not want to see Fred Durst anymore. She's a very smart dog.
What just happened on the screen?
Oh no. Shit just keeps getting worse.
Well, that's not great.
Royce, look at the screen.
I know. I'm saying that's not great. It was just showing. I know. Because what happens is the moment I unplug the thing, the moment I unplug the TV, this is great. Hold on. This is so fucking weird. I don't know what's going on.
According to chat, the FBI has shut it down. The Fred Durst investigators are on the case.
Hopefully it works here. I don't know what's going on.
We gotta have faith.
This is, yeah, I don't know.
On this episode, we're going to see a fat Cuban man try to figure out why his technology isn't working.
Why the fuck is the TV not, what is going on?
Soon he will actually be breaking stuff.
Yeah, I probably.
On this half-hour episode of Daywave Radio.
No, I'll figure this out one way or the other, guys. This will not defeat me.
Will he ask his wacky neighbor?
Shut up. What is wrong with my television?
Hold on. Let's see what we got. Do I have a...
I don't know what to do here, guys.
Oh, who could that be at the door?
I think you need to get it, Royce.
I think it's Royce's neighbor.
Probably needs a reboot. It doesn't need a reboot.
Hey, yo, Royce, I don't think your TV's working, dog.
I'll be back and keep talking.
Royce, that was one. Roy, all right.
He's got to see Latrell at the door.
Yeah, man, I was watching your stream. Yeah, I was watching your stream. Oh, God. This is the Bibble stream now.
All on your favorite network. On your favorite day, Free Base Friday.
This is the best. I love this so much. Oh, I think my voice thinks the wrong.
This is the best. This is great.
By the way, this is the hour version, so we got time.
Is that you playing it, JJ?
Yes.
It is.
I mean, we get yelled at for everything when he goes away. So I figured, let's just not. Let's just let this play out.
I don't know.
Yeah, let this play out. I'm gonna just inhale. I don't know. I don't know more nitrous.
I don't know what to do here at this point because I really TV's just not working.
What happened?
Is the power's working on that side?
The power's working. That's not the power. That's the issue. It's just. I don't know. Maybe the TV just finally died, but it's not even that old of a TV.
What's the brand?
Vizio?
Well, that could be your problem.
Yeah, but I mean, this is my studio TV always.
Did you jiggle the handle?
Yes, I jiggled the handle.
Did you unplug it and then replug it back in?
Yeah.
Is it time for a new studio TV?
I think, well, I mean, I'm not going to have a choice, if you know.
Yeah. I had that happen to me once when I was watching No Country for Old Men. It just died. The TV died. And then I never finished the movie. So I don't know what happened.
Goofy Boots is saying, have you tried Zinc?
No, I have not tried Zinc.
Danny Satan is asking, did you try an ice bath?
Have you tried the Hokey Pokey?
No, I have not tried the Hokey Pokey.
Alan War is saying... asking if you have you tried to pray to it?
No.
The question is, can you do the show without it?
I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can.
I got an idea and a fix. Uh-huh. You take out the plug, you blow on the plug, and then you replug it back in.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Does it have one of those reset thingies that you have to stick a paper clip in?
No, I don't think so. I don't think this TV does. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to.
Have you tried hitting it with your penis?
I have not.
You should assert dominance, Royce. Yell at it.
You need a new one. I know a guy.
I I love how the entire show hinged on a busy yo. You could truly tell.
I mean, I have an idea for a workaround. It's just I would have to reset stuff up. You know what I mean?
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not doing that now.
Oh, okay.
It would literally be like a billion things I would have to do, and I ain't doing it. I mean, I got to do it at some point because I got to do ROTC, but.
Yeah.
Well, let me at least try to get through these, and then I'm probably going to have to hop off, guys. Sorry.
Chester Ludlow Jr. super chatted $5. Years ago, I saw David Hasselhoff be interviewed by Bruno on the Ali G show. Have never been able to find that clip again.
Really? This is so annoying.
Fred Durst Fridays tipped $3. Here is a bonus video, and you can blame Pussy for what you are about to watch.
I can't. Watch it.
We can't though. Sorry.
This sucks.
Dex super chatted $5.67. Love the show, boys. Yeah. Take my worthless dollary doos.
I'd love to love the show too if it worked.
Your day life's gonna run wild with it.
Yeah.
Tamale Harris tipped $3.33. Hey Royce, what's the name of that song that goes shoop shoop, ba doop shoop, ba doop shoop, ba doop, ba doop, ba doop shoop, ba doop shoop, ba doop shoop, ba doop, ba doop, ba doop?
Thanks. I don't know.
I think it's called Shoop.
I hate this. I hate everything about this.
You don't want to do an old school day wave?
You want to talk about it, buddy?
I don't understand.
You can capture just the window, right?
Yeah, I'm working on something. Just give me a second, please.
It's okay. Okay. I'll give you a second.
Oh, my God. Look how small it is. I would need to make it bigger. Look how little it is. Here, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we're working again.
Let's go, boys.
This is transformative.
So, it's so transformative.
Look how small they were back in the day. Hey.
There we go.
I mean, I am on a rig. This is... I just want to point out that this is so... What I did is so rigged. What the fuck happened to my TV?
Did you jiggle the HDMI cable?
It's not working. Anyway.
Oh, this is that one where they just call each other the F slur back and forth for 2 minutes.
I have to look at a different screen. I don't like this at all.
This doesn't like change.
Plus your bills are paying.
You can't eat that shit every day, friend.
New Orleans, are you ready? Get up!
So I hurt you,
and you hate me.
All right, you know what, man? I'm gonna probably end the show. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Now I gotta see if I can get a TV fucking before ROTC. So I gotta go do that now. So I have to be the last person alive to go to.